From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Matt Fidler with your headlines for Tuesday, July 14th.
Coming up, an aortic dissection is linked to Lindsey Graham's death, and it also killed Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We'll explain the risk factors.
Also, Reading says its downtown open container zone boosted business without major safety problems. Chico could be next.
And Chico State is stepping away from the North State Symphony, but key financial questions remain.
Those stories are just ahead.
But first, crews have been working around the clock to contain the region's biggest wildfire, the Elephant Fire. According to the U.S. Forest Service, the fire is burning along the Plumas Sierra County line, away from Loyalton towards southern Lassen County. Evacuations are in effect nearby. Forest Service Public Affairs Specialist Chris Buckley says crews are prioritizing Highway 395 and Scott Road.
That's the biggest concern right now, are those roads. We're trying to contain the fire so it doesn't go past 395 or past that road. Hopefully those roads will act as barriers, but those are the roads that are closest to the active fire right now.
Thunderstorms are expected in the Sierra today, possibly bringing dry lightning and gusty winds that could spark new fires and fuel those already burning. As of the latest update, the Elephant Fire had grown to over 12,000 acres and was 5% contained.
Moving to Chico, carrying a beer or cocktail while walking through parts of the city could soon become legal. City Council members will vote later today on creating entertainment zones downtown and in Merriam Park. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports the idea is modeled after one in Reading, and officials there say it's been a success.
Entertainment zones in downtown Reading just reached the six-month mark. Last month, Jason Jablisco with the city manager's office gave council an update, saying the city's mostly heard positive feedback.
Businesses did report that during events, business does significantly increase, so that is great.
He also said Reading Police hasn't seen any increase in calls for service or any significant safety concerns. Still, Jablisco said there is some room for improvement.
It was suggested that it would be helpful for additional educational materials regarding the boundaries and rules, and we are also working to add more additional garbage cans in the entertainment zone.
If approved, Chico's program would have many of the same rules as Reading's. That includes limiting where drinks can be carried, requiring approved cups and wristbands, and having set operating hours from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
A preliminary finding links Senator Lindsey Graham's death to an aortic dissection. It's the same medical emergency that led to the death of North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more on the condition.
The aorta carries blood from the heart through the body. Medical experts say a dissection starts when the aorta's inner lining tears, letting blood separate the artery wall. And sometimes that can cause a deadly rupture. It can feel like a heart attack, but it is different. A heart attack usually happens when blood flow is blocked to part of the heart. Research suggests roughly 15 to 20,000 Americans develop an aortic dissection every year. It most often strikes older men with high blood pressure, though inherited disease can put younger people at risk too. Doctors say controlling blood pressure and avoiding tobacco can lower risk. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
In other news you should know, Chico State plans to stop operating the acclaimed North State Symphony and help it become an independent organization. The university announced today that an outside review found the symphony's current operating model doesn't closely support its academic priorities. Chico State didn't release the review or outline of how much it costs to operate the orchestra. The university says it will continue supporting the symphony over the next 2 years through the 2027-2028 concert season as it develops independent fundraising. The symphony's director declined to comment. A Chico State spokesperson did not respond to an interview request before deadline. And as a transparency note, Chico State owns NSPR's broadcast licenses, but does not oversee the station's news production or programming.
Shasta County's Health and Human Services Agency is detailing budget cuts as it faces a multi-million dollar shortfall and state and federal funding pressures. The agency says critical programs like CalFresh, Medi-Cal, and other state-mandated services are not being cut. But it has frozen hiring, slashed administrative costs, and started reducing office space. It says the moves have lowered spending by about $1.3 million a month since October.
And finally, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a housing package aimed at lowering construction costs and addressing homelessness. It limits some fees cities and counties charge affordable housing developers, adds $500 million in state tax credits, and provides $900 million in homelessness grants. Counties warn the fee limits could leave local governments with less money for infrastructure. The law also creates a state agency focused on housing and homelessness.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, July 14th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Matt Fidler. Have a great day.